The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live on this Tuesday afternoon, an historic afternoon. For the third time in American history, it looks like an American president will be impeached. Three times in our long history. And it is even more historic than that because it will be the first time in America. Now, think about this, folks. If you have any objectivity at all, if you are an LTD at all, whether you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, Christian, liberal, conservative, think about this. For the first time in American history, an American president is going to be impeached purely along partisan lines. With Bill Clinton, there were a bunch of Republicans, or pardon me. With Bill Clinton, there were a bunch of Democrats who said, you know, he really did lie under oath. We all know that. He got caught. He looked into the camera, waved his finger. I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. Remember that? He lied under oath. There was no doubt about it. And there were several Democrats who went along with the Republicans. It was a bipartisan impeachment. Now, during that time, Jerry Nadler... the chairman of the House, Justice Committee. Back during the Clinton impeachment, Jerry Nadler made an emphatic speech. It would be wrong for America ever to impeach a president purely along partisan lines. And he is leading a purely partisan impeachment. It does not look like a single Republican will vote for the impeachment. That's the way it looks. Not a single Republican will vote for impeachment. It is absolutely purely partisan. That's historic. It's never happened before. Never. Now, of course, the liberal Democrats say, well, we've never had a president like Donald Trump. Well, that's true. We never have. Now, again, I'm speaking to LTDs, and I try to stay out of the politics as much as I can. But this is important. This is historic. This is going to impact all of us, and that's when I deal with the political aspect. When it's something that important, that's historic, that will impact all of us, then, yeah, we need to talk about the politics. Now, I want you to think about this as an LTD. There were Democrats in the House of Representatives who, from the day of the inauguration of Donald Trump, have been speaking about impeachment. This is not anything new. From the day he was inaugurated, they've been talking about impeachment. So, first, it was going to be collusion. We're going to impeach the president on the grounds of collusion. Wait till we get the Mueller report. Oh, the president is guilty, guilty, guilty. Oh, my goodness. You just wait until we get the Mueller report. Oh, it's going to be so easy to impeach him once the Mueller report comes out. And we're going to impeach him on colluding with a foreign government. Yeah, no. The Mueller report came out, no collusion, none, nope. So that fell through. So then they were waiting. What can we get him on? But what is it? He must have done something. We hate him. We want to reverse the election. We don't like him. He could get reelected. So we got to find something. And then the call to Ukraine. Ah! All right. So they first said quid pro quo. It was quid pro quo. Remember that? We heard it over and over and over and over again. Quid pro quo, quid pro quo. Then the Democrats held some focus meetings. They hired some consultants, did some focus groups, took some polls, and quid pro quo just didn't ring the bell. So they changed from that to bribery. Remember that? Nancy Pelosi was screaming quid pro quo, quid pro quo. Schiff was screaming quid pro quo. Nadler was screaming quid pro quo. Then that went away because there wasn't any quid pro quo. So then it was bribery. Nancy Pelosi held a news conference. We're going to impeach the president because of bribery. Bribery, 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 bribery. And then that turned from bribery to extortion. We're going to impeach him on the basis of extortion. He was trying to extort a foreign government. So it was collusion. That didn't work. Quid pro quo. That didn't work. Then it was bribery. That didn't work. Then it was extortion. And that didn't work. And think about that. If you have any objectivity at all. So now they have announced the grounds of impeachment. Two specific articles. Number one, abuse of power. What does that mean? What can mean anything? Talk about broad. Abuse of power can mean anything. There's nothing specific. Abuse of power. Abuse of power. And number two, obstruction of Congress. These are the two articles of impeachment. Not quid pro quo, not bribery, not extortion, not collusion. None of the things that we were told over and over and over again, this is why we're going to impeach the president. None of those came to pass. So now it's abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Now, here's the bizarre thing. Obstruction of Congress? That means he's trying to hide something. Obstruction of Congress means he's hiding something. He released the transcript of the phone call. This whole thing about impeachment is all about the phone call. Well, there were actually two phone calls. The whole thing, all of these hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of meetings and testimony is all about two phone calls. Donald Trump released voluntarily Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff in press conferences yesterday and today said, when the president got caught, he obstructed Congress. Well, when he supposedly got caught, what did he do? He hide anything? No, he actually released the transcript. So here it is. Here's what I said. Here's what he said. Here's the whole transcript. Both of the phone calls. Absolutely unprecedented. I don't ever remember an American president releasing the transcripts of a confidential call with another world leader. He released the transcript. Here, read it for yourself. To the American public. And then we had weeks of hearings, congressional hearings. Well, you can read what he said. Anyway, the House Judiciary Committee will be voting possibly tomorrow, certainly by the end of the week. They will then send the impeachment, the articles of impeachment, to the full House of Representatives. It looks like it will pass without any problem along party lines. What's going to be fascinating is how many Democrats go, I want to get reelected. This is not going to look good in the next election. It's going to be fascinating to see how many Democrats say, you know what, this is ridiculous and I don't want to be a part of this. That is what is going to be interesting. I don't think a single Republican will support it, and I would not be surprised at all if at least a few Democrats prove that they actually have their own brain that they can use. But this is going to drag out. It looks like the full House will vote before Christmas to impeach the president. Then it will go to trial in the Senate after the new year. So, Merry Christmas from Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler. A wonderful Christmas present to the people of the United States. Abuse of power and obstruction of justice. Not of justice, of Congress. Really? All right, we're going to switch gears. And I'm going to pull up the Salvation Army website. Certainly, we've had $150 pledged today and we're at our goal. I'll let you know when we come back. TheWordColumbus.com, Salvation Army.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Talk radio that makes a difference. That is so true. This audience has made a difference all over the world now for almost 20 years. This January, 20th anniversary of Bob Burney Live. This January, 20th anniversary. It's hard to believe, and in 20 years, you folks, this audience, has made an impact, changed lives all over this planet. And right now, you're changing lives right here in Central Ohio by giving to the Salvation Army, and we are $150 away from our goal. I am so surprised we haven't reached it yet. Somebody needs to step up, go to thewordcolumbus.com. Could we have three people right now go to thewordcolumbus.com, click on the Salvation Army banner, and pledge $50 apiece? $50 takes care of one family. We want to help 160 families right now. We're at 157. We just need to take care of three more families. Would you take care of one of those families for $50? Adopt a family for $50. Maybe somebody could go ahead and take care of the 150. But three of you, certainly we have three people listening that could pledge $50, and we'll be at our goal. TheWordColumbus.com. Folks, we are so close. We've gone from zero to $7,848.50. We'll round it up to $7,850. We just need $150. That's all. I need three people. I think if just three people would call. Or not call. I can't take your pledge by phone. And by the way, Dan in Columbus, I'm coming to you. I promise. Right now, I'm going to come to you. But I just want to get this done. We just need $150. Folks, come on. Who will step up and put us over the top? $50 at a time, $25, $150. TheWordColumbus.com. Click on the Salvation Army banner and give. All right, we're going to go to Dan in Columbus, and Dan wants to talk about the impeachment proceedings. Hey, Dan, you're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome.
Yeah, hello, Bob.
Hello, Dan.
Hey, I wanted to ask you one question. I'm a conservative, and I vote in every election. Do you think that the president has lied anywhere along this deal?
It's very possible he has. I don't know.
Yeah, well,
I don't know of any. I don't know of any lies. He certainly exaggerates a lot. I don't know of any specific lies.
Yeah. Okay. On your promo, you say something which gets to my heart every time you say it. Don't look for Washington for the problems of this country to be straightened out. You know, it's found in the churches and in the pews.
Amen.
And that's exactly right. Exactly right. So we ought to be preaching more about God's good word and not worry about this impeachment all that much. Preach to what's wrong and let the dead bury the dead on this.
Well, and I tried to do that. That's why I tried to spend much more time talking about spiritual issues, church issues, religious issues than politics. But, Dan, we are a part of this world, this community. We are a part of this country, and the things that happen in our government do impact us. So I don't think we should ignore it by any means. And when something this momentous, this historic is happening, I think it's absolutely appropriate that we discuss it and certainly pray. Because this is going to be incredibly divisive. And when America is divisive, that impacts the spiritual temperature of our country. But you are absolutely right. And what I say in that tease every day, I believe. What happens in the pulpits of America is far, far, far more important than what's happening in Washington, D.C. But that doesn't mean we ignore what's happening in Washington, D.C. But Dan... Yeah, go ahead.
You know, we just don't want to get marred up in it. We're Christian people. We know the truth. We know where the answer is. That's what we preach.
All right.
Not that he's telling the truth.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. And, you know, I keep saying this. I am not in any way, shape, or form an unconditional supporter of Donald Trump. I'm not an unconditional supporter of anybody but Jesus. When Trump should be criticized, I have criticized him. He has said a whole lot of things that I think were just wrong. I think the way he treats women in many cases is wrong. His name-calling, his bullying is wrong, and I've called him out on it. However, under his administration, we have seen more progress in pro-life issues than any president in American history. In spite of the things that just drive me nuts and I don't like about Donald Trump, and there are many of them, his administration has been unbelievably pro-life, pro-religious freedom. Nearly one-fifth of all federal judges in America have been appointed by Donald Trump. And as far as I know, the overwhelming majority of them are pro-life, pro-Constitution. Now, that will last for generations because most of these are lifelong appointments. So while I think it is wrong to ignore things that are worthy of criticism, it is also wrong to ignore the positive things, while remembering that what will really change America is a spiritual revival that will start in our local churches. All right, when we come back, Star Parker is going to be joining us, and I want to give you good news about Salvation Army. Please, 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 $150, that's it. TheWordColumbus.com. Go there now.